So the first thing is, what's a yeshiva? What is a yeshiva? Why it's so important? There was a famous limud from the Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim that the Ramchal writes that to be a chassid gadol, a chassid gadol, he says there's no need. It's lav davke if a person is learning the whole day. He says yachol liyos. Says the Ramchal, it could be a person that is working and a melacha p'chusa, means a low level work, and he's going to be a chassid gadol, and the same level like someone that kol yomai b'toira, that is all day is only toira. So to come to madrege from a chassid gadol, it's not only chassid, only a chassid gadol, it could be also melacha p'chusa. What means a low level work, melacha p'chusa? I don't think it means something like working what we call a low level. Maybe it's like a low level that he can't think of learning, it's working with people that's disturbing him in Avodas Hashem, you know, working in like a very, very important bank, but it could be a low level. It's a melacha p'chusa, and to work in a driver from a car that drives, it's not blue and white like they call today, yeah. It's a melacha p'chusa that disturbs a person in Avodas Hashem. It disturbs them in Shmiras Einayim. It disturbs them in Lignin Lernen. It disturbs them in what the Ben Torah is supposed to be. And he's going to be a chassid gadol. And it depends how the person acts, how he accepts what's happening b'meshach the day and using it in the right way. So why you need the yeshiva? What's the yeshiva for? Because to be a chassid gadol, it could be knowing to learn. Learning in the right way could also be, you could be a Talmid Chochem, Baruch Hashem, today there was a lot of things that could also help sometimes, it could also disturb, but it could also help to learn. So why? What's so important about the yeshiva? So there was an idea that when Rabban Leib Steinman opened the yeshiva in Orchas Teire, in Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, Tovshin Yun Ches, so we said a shmuz about this nekuda, and I want to say over the nekuda that he said then. There was something besides knowing Torah and knowing it, the knowledge of Torah, and besides also even accepting Torah into you and becoming a Yerei Shamayim and a Talmid Chochem and even a Chassid, even not only the Madrega from Chassidus also, it's Lo Yamor, it's Chassid. Amor, it could not be a Chassid. Ve'im Bur Yerei Chet. So also that there was but that's enough the knowledge of Torah to be a Chassid. But there was another Madrega. There was a Mekabel Torah and a Moiser Torah. The way we learn the Mishnah in Oves, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, umesara liYeshua, viYeshua lizkeinim uzkeinim leNevim. It's all the way that Torah goes through in Am Yisrael as a way of Kabbalah. There was Mekabel Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the first Mekabel Torah, and then Yeshua was a Mekabel Torah. To accept Torah is not only to know Torah. It's not only that the person can do a test and he's going to get 100. It's not only that part. It's also knowing what says. It's also Yediyah and Torah. But it's also to be a different kind of person. To be a person, a Yid, that is a Mekabel Torah. And Mekabel Torah could become, with the time, enter a Moiser Torah. Umesara liYeshua. And Yeshua is himself a Mekabel Torah. And then it becomes, enter, a Moiser Torah. And then it goes on and on and on, a Mekabel Torah and a Moiser Torah, like the Rambam writes in the beginning in the Akdamah from Pirush HaMishnayot, the Akdamah from Sefer HaMitzvos, the Reshimah from all the Mekablei and Moiser Torah, all ages. At door after door, there is everyone a Mekabel Torah and Moiser Torah. What happens, what's the Maile of Mekabel Torah and Moiser Torah that's different from normal? So there was a Gemara in Yume. The Gemara in Yume of Dalet says, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he comes to be Mekabel Torah, the first Mekabel Torah and the first Moiser Torah, he's coming to be a Mekabel Torah. The Gemara says, Moshe Olo Be'onon, Veniskaso Be'onon, Veniskadesh Be'onon. He went into this cloud, I don't know if Onon is translating a cloud, but it sounds like it's something like that, like Onon or Rafel that was on Ar Sinai. And Veniskaso, he was hidden in this Onon. Veniskadesh, and he got the Kedusha by this Onon. Kedei lekabel Torah leYisrael, they should to prepare Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu could be a mekabel Torah. The Gemara said, lekabel Torah leYisrael bekedusha. Sheneemar, vayishkoin kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai, And the Gemara says that it was the day that was Vayishkan Kved Hashem Mirosh Chodesh Vayichase Yehonon to what? To Lahar. Then there was no Mishkan, yeah? Vayichase Yehonon Lahar Vayikra El Moshe VeKol Yisrael Oimdim. Everybody is standing in the bottom of the mountain, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe, he should come up to the mountain, to Har Sinai, and no one, Ve'ish Loya Le'imach, Ve'gam Ish Al Yehra VeKol, no one goes up together with Moshe Rabbeinu, he goes by himself into Har Sinai. Why? So the Gemara says over two reasons. Machloikas maybe. The Gemara says, Loiba Kosov, Ela Lachloik Kovoid LeMoshe. To show Am Yisrael, the beginning of Kabbalah Satayra, the beginning of to be a Mekabel Torah, and also a Moisar Torah to Am Yisrael, is Lachloik Kovoid LeMoshe. To have this distance, this respect, to take Moshe, everyone should stay in the bottom, they're not allowed to go up to Har Sinai, and Moshe himself goes into this onon that no one could come in, and it's so dangerous. And v'gamatzayim v'abokor al yiru el mul ha'orau, and it's a yara yiyare im be'im o imish lo yichye. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes into this onon, and there's no reason. Says the Gemara, loibo elo. It's not that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu can teach him it when he's going to be outside. It's not that there was something, it's a big madrega that he got over there inside that he can't get in another way. No other reason besides it's your Rebbe and you will have respect to him like it's supposed to be. And to show Am Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu is on the mountain where you're not allowed to go, and if you're going to try to go in, Rachman al-Itzlan, if you're going to try and he's over there, for no other reason, just to show you that he's there and you're not. And that's the first, the basics of Kabbalah Satorah. To be a Kabbalah Satorah, the Moisah Satorah, is to know that you need to stand in front of your Rebbe with a real achnoi and a real shiftless. First thing, Leiba Kosov Ela Lach Leikovid LeMoisha. Reb Nos Noimar, Leiba Kosov Ela Lamarek Achila Ushtiyo Shebemeyov, Lesumoy Kemalachi Ashores. It's Moshe Rabbeinu also needs to change and to become like Malachi Ashores, that food and drinks have no effect on him. It means the mayo of what's already eaten before and what he drank already before, and it's now inside and his insides. That also needs to be cleaned out. It means the effect that it had on and Moshe Rabbeinu, how much food had effect on Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah? But even Moshe Rabbeinu, when you come to be a Mekabel Torah, a Moisar Torah, it's different. It's not normal, it's not as usual, and it's not enough that it has an Echsher, and it's not enough that it's even Lechatchile for a Ben Torah to eat it. Because the Omeh, it was a Ben Torah, and it was a Mekabel Torah. And a Mekabel Torah is something else. And a Mekabel Torah needs to have this Lemarek Achille Ushtiyah Shebemeyev. Another pshat says the Gemara, Reb Masya ben Chora Shoymer, Loiba Kosov Elo Le'ayim Olav. To frighten him. Ooh, Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't even speak about him, yeah. But he had Yerashomayim, like, no way to try to explain him. What means Yerashomayim for Moshe Rabbeinu? We really don't have no clue what it means. The Yerashomayim for Moshe Rabbeinu. It comes to Matan Torah. The whole Klal Yisrael is going now into some situation of liyarei oisam, right? They have koilois or brokim, and it comes and the sounds, and Klal Yisrael is afraid. Like we see in the Psukim, they're afraid. Daberato imanu v'nishma v'al yadaber imanu elokim penamus. It's too dangerous for them. It's very dangerous. It's very bad. They're afraid very much what's going on over here. It's not enough. The whole Klal Yisrael now need to have yireh. And besides that, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to have some special yireh, much more than Klal Yisrael. How much that he has yireh by himself, from himself, till today, it's not enough. He needs to have a much more darga of yireh, much more than what the old Klal Yisrael gets now, yireh, and getting the pachad Hashem, it's not enough. Le'ayim olav, to frighten him, kedei shetehei toira nitenes, toira should be given, be'eima bereses uveziah. Eima, it's like a pachad, a gigantic fear that a person has from himself, like it shocks him, and then it comes to retet, a treisel, he's shivering from it, and then a zia, he's sweating. He's afraid so much that he's sweating. That's bezia. The zia also shachayo, he comes out nardino, yeah, it's bezia. He's afraid, it's like, I don't know how to call it, there's a very, very high level of pachad. Very high level of yira. Shenemar ivdu es Hashem beyira, and וגילו בירא עודו. מהי וגילו בירא עודו? אומר רב עדה בר מסנה אומר רב, במוקו עם גילו שם תאירא עודו. מוישה רבנו, he's getting now appreciated, he's taking him out to Am Israel, he's separate, he's going up to the mountain alone. להבדיל לו מבני עודו, he shouldn't be with people. שתוכו ללוב אימה ביוסוי לבדוי. Everything what they're doing for the old Klal Israel, Koilis Brokin, it comes from the Chitzonius. It's from outside, it sounds, it's noise. And that's, Moshe Rabbeinu has no effect. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is already, nothing from outside can change him, could ever affect him. So he needs now to be by himself, and this is Boidudus over there, by alone. And then, Tachu lalav eima biyoysa levadoi, yavin, v'yasim levavoi likones lamach nishchino be'eima. And then he's going to have this big darge of Yireh, and then Bemokoim Gila, in the time of happiness, that Bemokoim Matan Toiro Shel Lucho is that Spikudei Hashem Yeshorim Esamchei Lev, the happiest time in the world, Samchu Shamayim Va'aretz, the time of Matan Toire, Shom Te'ei Re'odo. Over there needs to come the greatest level of Pachad, the greatest level of Yireh. So it's interesting, we see over that Mekablei Toire has a different night, not only knowing to learn, and it's not only... It's something else. It's not chassidus. It's much more than a chassid gadol, chassid gomor. It's a level that comes together with a lot of yireh. A lot of yireh. It's le'ayim olav. It's to show even when you see with lachloi kovid l'rabboi. Klal Yisrael is also now going to be mekabel Torah in this Vav Sivan, right? When they're standing in front of Har Sinai. So they need to know that Moshe Rabbeinu is something different. He's like Malachi Ashores. It's someplace else. Why? What's happening in Matan Torah? What's happening by Mekablei Torah and Moisrei Torah that's so different from normal learning and normal Yirat Shamayim and normal Chassidus and all the Madregas in Avodas Hashem, even high Madregas, something else. What's so special about it? The Nekuda is, our Rebbe Leib explains this Gemara, says the Nekuda is to be a Adam Godoil. There was small and there was big. There was great people and there was very, very little people. The world is full of people that's Anashim Ketanim. And Anashim Ketanim, everything what they do in the world, the whole life is small. He laughs, he's sad, but everything is in katness. He laughs in katness, he's happy in katness, he learns in katness. The whole life goes along with katness. And the way is to live with the oimek, to live with the deepness. And to live with the deepness is the Adam Godoil. It's something else, it's something different. And anoshim gdoilim, and to be an Adam Godoil, that could be elef nichnosim lemikra, and echod yoytze leiroi. From an old gigantic Beis Medrash, one could come out of Adam Godoil. And the Adam Godoil changes Am Yisrael forever. It's very different. The Adam Godoil is something else. And Adam Godoil is someone that, the way to be Adam Godoil is to have Yireh. Tamid Chachamim could grow alone. Autodidact, now it's called, he learns by himself, and he knows, and he knows a lot of Gemara, and he knows everything, and Bavli and Yerushalmi. But the way to grow a Mekabel Torah is only a yeshiva. A yeshiva with the Rebbe, and to be Muchna to the Rebbe, and to learn every word that the Rebbe says, and with the real covet like it's supposed to be for the Rebbe, and then a person could grow and to change himself from an Adam Katan, like the whole world is Anashim Ketanim. Yeah, no shame, I mean, that's normal. That's usual. And to be not normal, to be an Adam Godoil that learns life in the right way, to be a real London. And the London is not only to know to say a svore here and there, only to look and the whole life and to learn the whole life with the deepness. There's a word that I love very much, a gorgeous word from the Mea Shiloyach, the Rebbe from Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen, that tonight is your tight, that he explains the Chet HaMeraglim. He says, the Chet HaMeraglim, we suffer till today from Chet HaMeraglim, right? I mean, the old Golis is still today, Tisha B'Av. Yeah, why it's Tisha B'Av? Because Atem Bechisem, Bechiyah Shel Chinam, V'ani Ekbalochem, Bechiyah L'Doyrois. So there is Bechiyah Shel Chinam. What was the Bechiyah Shel Chinam? What was the Chet from Chet HaMeraglim? The Torah teachers of Pshat, what was? 12 Meraglim, Nesim, they go enter Eretz Israel, they start to go 40 days. A small village, a town, a big town, a small... going through. Every place that they come, they see gigantic towns. Orin gedoyle is uvetzura is bashamayim, till heaven. So, and yeli they are anok, the giants, the gigantic people, and they're afraid. V'nei ibeinei nukach agovim. They feel very, very afraid. They're very frightened. And it's a normal. Now, where they go, they see. Where they come, they see. Levayas. Where they go, people are dying. In small villages and big towns and all places. Where they go, every place that they come, the 12 people, they see Levayas. What do they understand? If every place where you go in Eretz Yisrael for 40 days, a town after town, a village after village, every place is Levayas. Everyone is dying. So at this place is Eretz, Oicheles, Yoishveo. It's a town, it's a place, a land that eats up whoever lives in it. It's a place of death. And they come back the midbar and they tell Am Yisrael, okay, it's a gigantic place, very nice, very good fruit, very tasty, very big. It's a gigantic place, but there is a problem. It's a Eretz Yisrael Yishveo. And the Chofetz Chaim explains, and Shmiras HaLoshen, that they come and say, yeah, we don't have enough zchusim to live in a place that was Midas Adin. And it's a very, it's like a makom kadosh, it's so holy, so you can't live over there, because the smallest aveira, they die. They're explaining, al pi kabbale, why people are dying there so much. And that's why they come to a feeling that they're angry. They're mad on Hashem. Why do you want to bring us to such a place? Hashem hates us. The sin has Hashem Aysanu, Oitzianu Meretz Mitzrayim, Lossi Zaysanu Biyad Amir Lashmideinu. And so they hate them back. Yeah? The Maharshal says that's sin as chinam. He never hated them, so why are they hating him back? Because, I'll respond when he doesn't hate them at all. But that's what they feel. And then they go to a rebellion against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yeah? Ach Bashem, Al Tim Roidu, don't reveal. So they're starting a rebellion against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Why? Because what means, look, he's bringing us to a place, everyone is dying there, he wants to kill us. Lost his son, he hates us. What was the mistake? What was the mistake of the Meraglim? Shitchias. Learning up a sugya fluffy, from the top, on not looking into the deepness of the sugya. What did you see? People are dying. Where? Everywhere. 40 days, where are we going? Shvoya, shvoya, slowly, slowly, pamelach, pavole, leat, leat. What did you see? Where we went, people were dying. Okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? Take maybe someone from Shechem that's living over here, ask him, tell me, it's every day like this? The whole year is like this, Levayas? No, what? Only now, it's, what, at the middle of the, like, July, August, this is the time, Bikurei Anavim, that's the time that people die the whole time. No, never, never. Only this time. How old are you? 40 years old. You saw never in my life was this thing, only today. And then you go to another town, and it's also over there only today. So it's a Eretz Oicheles Yoishveo, it's a place of death. Now maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing them that you could be in a place, Orim Gedoyles Ubetzurois, and giants, and all, and so. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making you the staff, the way you could go through, and nothing is not going to happen. 12 strange people are coming into the city, and no one doesn't see them. Shalo yitnu lev aleihem, like Rashi says. So what's the problem? Shitchias. Not learning a sugya how it's supposed to be. It's like, I remember Adam and Chavrusa, they had a 3 minutes ultimatum for the Beis Yosef, what we learned. He learned, he had a kasha, okay, in 3 minutes it doesn't have a teret, he's changing the girsa. Stop a minute. Try to think maybe different. Maybe epesandosh. What more to be me'ayin oimekadovo? To understand the deepness of a sugya. To understand the deepness of life. To understand the deepness of midolam lachaveiroi. To understand the deepness of shloim bais. It's a deepness in life. Be a London. And you know what was happening if there was Lamdanim? If there was tapping for a minute. I say, okay, where's the act that we saw? We saw every place that we came, we saw people dying. Okay, what does that mean? Could be it means that it's Eretz Yicheles Yishveo and it's death everywhere and it's not worth to go to Eretz Yisrael. The chulu. And Hashem hates us and we're angry at him. And Vayisa oisam ziyodo iloem le'of itz oisam bagoyim ulezar oisam ba'arotzis. Till today, this exile, we didn't come yet to Geula and to redemption because of that chet. That's for years, for thousands of years, could be another way. Maybe something else is happening over here. Maybe something else. And then what was, if they was understanding the truth, so they was angry on Hashem Yisborach? They was feeling hateness, that they hated them? Or maybe they was understanding it was of a gigantic love, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing them the way and giving them everything with a gigantic, major, unacceptable love that we can't understand even? and then the result would not be a rebellion against Hashem. It would be something else. We even can't know what it was supposed to be, if they was going in a way of Olam, in a way of understanding what's happening over here, not straight jumping to the results. And okay, so it means, wait a minute, try to understand deeper. Try to get the Oimek HaChaim, the Oimek of a sugya. It's interesting because the Zohar, when it explains the old sugya of Chet HaMeraglim, that's ongoing in the Torah. Now, you see, the Zohar over there, it's like 3 or 4 pages. Masek Midrash, it's like 40 pages. That's going on in what means to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael means the Eretz Elyono, and when they come, they want to see in Eretz Yisrael, so they see Amalek Yoishev Be'eretz HaNegev, Do Yitzre Bishu De Mekatrege Be'libe De Barnash. The Yitzhar, that's in the heart of a person and doesn't let him to come into Torah. And only Eretz HaNegev, someone that's wiped out from all times, only he could come to Torah. And they come back, the Meraglim, and they say, it's Eretz Yechelis Yeshver. It's Anshei Midois. We can't be Zoyche to Torah. We don't have enough money for it. We don't have enough Kedusha for it. We don't have enough talents and gifts that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us for it. We can't learn Torah. And Yeshua the Kolev says, Oloi Naale, we'll go into Israel, we'll go into Torah, we'll start learning, and Yochai Nuchalo, and we're gonna do it. Im Chofetz Banu Hashem Unesan Alanu, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants we should learn Torah, and He's gonna give us the real Siyata Dishmaya, and we'll do it, and it's gonna be okay. Believe in Hashem, trust in Hashem, and start learning, and you'll have the right Siyata Dishmaya. Over there's the same story. When a person goes into Torah and mitzvahs, and he feels it's a oil, it's a muscle, it's sitting here. Doesn't let him know, oh, you need to go back there to bench. And you need to go, and it feels so odd for a person. He feels that Torah mitzvah is something heavy. He's looking only to be yoitzah. Yoitzah, he wants to go out. Yeah. It's yoitzah, Baruch Hashem. And that's also from where it comes. Shitchias. Comes from Shitchias. But if a person looks to the deepness, it's not easy. Sometimes you need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gal Einai, open up my eyes. And I'll see the beautiful, the niflois of Torah. Like the Zohar calls it, what's under the levush? What's under the covering of Torah? What's happening in the deepness? And then Yid understands that it's toichoi rotzu fa'avo, it's chies, it's gishmak, it's a gigantic love, it's a gigantic life. The whole Torah living is a gigantic light and gigantic love. But only oimek. And the same thing is also ben adam chaveiro, the same thing is also oimek achaim, and like, to be adam gadol. To be adam gadol. And to be adam gadol is to be masig, how big and how great is every prat, every detail that goes on in life. And to learn godless and to change into Adam Godel, no one isn't born Adam Godel. Adam Godel is learning. And the learning starts from learning from a Rebbe. And learning from a Rebbe is the klal from Reb Shimon. It's to change your seichel into seichel Rav. It means you come to the Rebbe and you hear a shiur. Now, after you hear the shiur, you need to understand what I understood that way the Gemara. I understand the Gemara the way that the Rebbe explained. If it's right, if I understand the same way, okay, good. If there was a detail that I didn't understand, I need to understand where was my mistake. Where was my mistake? That means, it's called in Kinyani Torah, Emunas Chachamim. Emunas Chachamim doesn't mean to believe that he's a Chacham. That's what they call today Emunas Tzadikim. Yeah, to believe he's a Tzadik. It's Emunas Chachamim, to believe the Chacham. If a Rebbe said something, so the truth is what he said. I don't understand it. I don't see how it goes in the Gemara. I don't understand the Pshat. Okay, now is your work, is your job to try to understand a Rebbe. If you try once and twice and 3 times, 4 times, so we have the Klal from Rav Shach. Unzel and Ishkich Zinit. Right? Famous story that Rav Shach said once a shir in Yeshiva. So he said over Reb Chaim, and then he said that years ago, he had a kasha, and this is Reb Chaim from Babakam et Afyud. So he went to the Briskerov, the son of Reb Chaim, and he asked him the kasha. So the Briskerov told him, I don't know what to answer you, but I can tell you one thing. I was there when my father, Reb Chaim, wrote this stickle. And in the middle of writing, he called me and he said, Velvel, bring a Babakam. So I went and I bought a Babakam to Reb Chaim, and he opened the Babakam, and in Daf Yud, and he looked on the Gemara that you're asking me now. And he closed the Gemara and he continued writing. So I can't tell you what's the teretz. It's a good kasha. I don't have no teretz. I can tell you one thing. Reb Chaim thought about your kasha, and he added some teretz because he continued writing. So Rashach said it over in the Shir Klal in Yeshiva, and he said, "As Reb Chaim had got that teretz, basically, okay, we know that Reb Chaim had a teretz. Oh, but Amir Zene need ki chassidim, but we are not chassidim, and we need to understand the sugya by ourselves, and because we don't have a teretz, so we learn other pshat." Okay, but that's not when you're a bachur in yeshiva. That's when you're Meretz Hashem, when you're all the Rosh Hashivas and Panovich. Ah, there's not so much. Okay, today there's going to be another few. So everyone is going to have a yeshiva. Then you learn in that way from giving over and you could be choy. But the time learning in yeshiva is like the Goyen says, Shimi bas urei ve'ati ozneich ve'shichechi ameichu ve'isovich. Right? The Goyen and Shir Hashirim. What my father said over in the CM Ashas that Tzeeno Ureeno Bnois Tzion Bamelech Shloimoi Ba'atoro Sheitro Lo'imoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Klal Yisrael in three names, and Biti, and Achoisi, and Imi, my daughter, my sister, my mother. And it's learned from Psukim. The first passage is as Biti, Shimi Basu Rei Ve'ati Oznech. And the Goyen explains, that's a person when he starts to learn Torah, Ben Torah starting to learn Torah. The first stage is, Shimi Bas, listen up, Urei, look good, to see even the face of the Rebbe when he's learning. Omer Reb Meir, Omer Rebbe, Ay de mechadan dat tfei mi chavroi, de chazisei le Reb Meir me'achoyrov. He was sitting in the shir, he couldn't see the face of the Rebbe, he saw only the back of Reb Meir. But he was looking the whole time at the back of Reb Meir. And that's why he's mechadadne tvei mechavroi, understood the sugya more. So it's shimi bas, listen. Urei, and look good. Vehati ozneich. Veshichechi ameichu veisavich. Forget everything what you know. There's no way to come with a cup of half full of water and fill me up wine. That's not going to have a normal taste. Pour out what there is in this cup. Come with an empty cup, and then you're going to have the best wine in the world. The way of learning from a Rebbe is shichechi ameichu veisavich. I know nothing. I understand nothing. I'm coming out of a bur v'amoretz. I'm coming to learn Aleph Beis. And I don't understand nothing. I heard of Rabbunim Schreiber. I learned in a Skoilel. So he said once that when he learned by Rebel Povarsky and Panovich, so he went, he had like the pages that he used to, the notebook. So he used to write two sides. One side, he used to write what he understood of the sugya. And the second side, the way that the Rebbe, Rebel Povarsky, explained the sugya. And every time that was different, he used to do like this sign, and he used to come later and understand why I had this mistake. And that's the work of a real Talmid, that wants to grow to Adam Gadol, wants to grow to really to a Mekabel Torah, and Be'ezer Hashem to a Meisel Torah, is to understand where was my mistake. Where could I be, and I need to be, a Mekabel for my Rebbe. Without what I know and I understood and everything, to be machniah himself to the Rebbe, to learn from the Rebbe, and to try to get the seichel of the Rebbe. The biggest compliment for a Talmid is that someone is going to come to ask you a pshat in a ritva, and you open up the ritva, and you start to say, he asks you a question, and you say, listen, I think that the question in the ritva is something else. They're supposed to ask over in the ritva this kasha, and then it's going to be also the pshat, and then you go to the Rebbe, and you ask the kasha and the ritva, and the Rebbe says the same words. I think the kasha that you need to ask the ritva is of a different kasha. That means that you got the seichel rav. You learned to think and to learn a sugya and to open up a sugya like the Rebbe does. And that's the real tafke that we have. To learn from the Rebbe and to become anoshim gedolim. And when you're Adam Gadol, life is different. What's Adam Gadol? Yireh. To understand how important is every detail in life. To understand that everything, nothing in life goes through like, oh, okay, yeah, it looks like nothing. Even when you saw something, you saw a levaya, what does it mean? What it tells me? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me over here? What really happened over here? Talmud tells you a story. Someone said, you're coming, going, there was a soup. Everything, every detail in life, to learn it up like a London, to look at it in a point of view from an Adam Gadol that understands everything in the world with the whole Amkes Adavar, that's growing into a Mekabel Torah and Moisar Torah. The way to come to it is Achnoi to the Rebbe, Yiro, and Kavoid to the Rebbe, and Yiro Bechlal, that Mirtz Hashem, we need to speak some. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. That the opening and building of Mokim Torah, it's a new Mokim Torah. to build it, really build it under MSA Yesoides from a Kabbalah, Mekablei Torah, and it's going to be a place that should give out a lot of Moisrei Torah and Anoshim Gdoili Me'oid, Uval Etzion Goyel B'Meirov Yameinu.